That's not a thing. Thing, thing. That's not a thing. That's not a thing. Can I change that? That's not a thing. That's not a thing. Thing, thing, thing. That's not a thing. That's not a thing. Thing, thing, thing. How come I've never played with that? I only did the voices. Do we still have that? Where is that?
Hello, love. It's me.
All right, I'm sorry. I gotta do that. Gotsta. Give me the news. Woo! Susan, it's brighter than a biscuit. What are y'all doing? Hello, beautiful people. What's going on out there in beautiful TV land? Yeah, they're gonna go, oh, that's so shitty. You didn't even do a good job. I don't want to hear it. Let's get into today's show. Let's play this music. What's going on, beautiful people? Let's get into today's show. I'm going to play some music, and then we'll talk about it. I got... Oh, man. All right, bear with me. I know I stopped playing music because they're like, if you keep playing music, you're going to have to put it on a different platform. But today, we're going to play some fucking music. I got a new song I want to play for everybody.
On God.
On God.
Okay. Okay. The Mongo. Okay, I hit it on a Lola.
Yeah.
She keep me on a Lola.
Yeah.
I hit it on a Lola.
Yeah.
And when I hit it, she go Lola.
On God.
Yeah. I hit it on a Lola.
Manolo.
And she work at the bank, she keep the money close. Shorty popping off an ATL, and all she talk about is money, but it's suited well.
Uh-huh.
I think her name was Carmen, she was fine as hell. I got this
Curtis chicken Tennessee that told me she would cook for me.
You know I had to eat the pussy, that's just common courtesy. And
all the way down in Montgomery.
Call me Bobby, a Puerto Rican and a Cuban.
Somebody stop me.
It was a
Haitian too. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01.
Dom the Monko. Monko.
What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Live-O, and I'll be your host with talent on loan from God. My mentor used to say that. Gotta keep it alive. But today, we gotta come in with some music because it's just these turn of events of amazing songs that have just happened. And if y'all haven't heard this shit, y'all gotta hear this. And I want to tell you something. This song is a song that will go down in history, and every August 5th, this is the anthem. Will you play the fucking anthem?
Lego.
Hey, I'm really proud of y'all.
Montgomery bro.
Not one, but them all.
Montgomery bro.
Shout out, bro. Montgomery bro.
Shout
out, bro. Montgomery bro. Everybody that was there.
Montgomery bro.
Threw the head off at the
this?
Start. Montgomery bro. Man, shout out to
bumping this shit since it came out yesterday.
Now y'all done started some shit, so we gonna finish
y'all
it. And this time, everybody about to witness
all
it.
Y'all.
Bro told them to move, just doing his job. But y'all wanted to jump him, so now we got a problem.
Wow.
All right, bet. Let me tell y'all what really happened.
Her I want to buy some gloves.
My cousin, let me off, Captain.
Let me off, Captain. Nah, dead ass. Probably one of the best
I'm
songs.
I'm the water, like, let's get it cracking.
Dead ass.
Like, I got some ass.
Beach.
Cuz came no shirt, like, I got some ass.
I got him.
Even the women getting hit, like, damn, what happened?
Bink.
Hey, this shit was kind of lit, like, damn.
He said, bonk, bink. Hey, dead ass. Best storytelling of the year. Great song. Shout out to everybody there. That shit was amazing. Why was I supposed to shout out R. Kelly? What R. Kelly do? This is just a good song. My bad, I'm sorry. They gonna flag the fuck out today's episode.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said,
I don't even wanna hear it, bro. I don't even wanna hear it. It was something I wanted to play. Damn, what was it? Besides this damn Montgomery, bro. Na-na-na-na-na, Montgomery Brawl. Na-na-na-na-na-na, Montgomery Brawl. Where is it? Pissed. I can't even find it. I'm upset. Shush you. Anyway, that was pretty awesome. What a dope-ass song, though, and what a great fucking... What a great way to come in. And yeah, every August 5th, we got to celebrate the Brawl of Montgomery. Montgomery Brawl. It has to be a thing. I love it. I'm all for this type of shit. I love it. Welcome back, and how y'all doing? It's our first Wednesday show in quite some time. Like I said before, I got to catch up. I might have done some things by slowing down that were detrimental to the show, but hey, we right back on track. It's Wednesday. And to tell you, today was hard because today was my son's real first day. Meaning, like, we left him at school and drove away. Oh my God, bro. I cried. My head hurt. My eyes hurt from crying. But then I felt fine because he got home. And this little crumb snatcher is laughing uncontrollably. And he's like, Dad, laughing, bro. This kid cannot stop laughing. Can't even get the words out. And he's laughing because some kid peed his pants. And he thought that was the funniest shit. It's not nice, but it's hilarious. And it was adorable that my son had a good first day. So as a parent, you know, it's just good, man. I know some people don't understand how hard the first day of school could be. And everybody's like, oh, you're just happy your kids are gone. That shit sounds good, but it's just nerve-wracking to give up your child and to give your child to somebody that's a complete fucking stranger. Like, just keeping it a buck. It is difficult. But hey, we completed that. He had a great day. Somebody peed themselves. It wasn't him. No fighting. He didn't hit nobody. We're good, bro. Like, I'm solid. I got me a good one. As long as he don't sock nobody out, I don't got no problems. Listen, not one. Now, breaking news just coming into the show. I'm kind of mad, but... Oh, wait. That's not the breaking news. Okay. It's breaking. I swear it is. I hate breaking news because I'm not ready for breaking news. We're supposed to have that stupid light installed on a rail, but we just got the stupid rail. Okay, but look. Breaking. Okay. Academics is going apeshit on X or Twitter, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He's going crazy right now on Complex. So if you head over to X right now, it's, I don't know, it's what, 7:30 West Coast time. You'll see Academics going completely apeshit on Complex. Ack has had a day, and we're covering the story. And like right before coming on, I'm still doing, you know, my show research, making sure I didn't miss anything. I was covering the thing that he did with Erykah Badu, which I thought was fucking hilarious. But he just kept going. Like, he's spazzing on Complex, saying that, you know, Complex owes him, which I'm not here to take away from any of that shit. I'm here to say, this shit is funny. Keep watching. This is great. We're coming into a time period and a crossroads where, like, talent is going to really come in handy. So, like, it's going to start to bleed out. Either you got it or you don't. Ack got something. I just think he's going to need to, you know, figure out a new formula for drama. But he's still there. You know, let's just get into these topics. We'll get into these topics. But the Ack thing right now with Complex is breaking. And it will get ugly because Ack is going to keep on talking shit until somebody responds, because that's Academics. So, with that, we'll get into today's show. Let's get into these topics that ChatGPT wrote. And I know what you're thinking. We're back at it again. Yeah, we're back. It's Wednesday. Let's just do this. ChatGPT writes all this stuff. I just give it a bunch of ideas. Let's see what the fuck it says. Welcome to the Xabian Lavo Show, where we deep dive into the beats and stories that shape the world of music. Not really. On today's episode, we take you on a journey through the decades. We're not taking a journey. Melly Mel dissed Eminem, but the diss sounded like it was written in 1984. Or to the hip, the hop, a hip to the fuck Eminem. That shit was horrible. Melly Mel, that shit was ass. Don't ever do that shit again. We'll be discussing the latest buzz in the industry from the TDE. Oh, man. That TDE blowout with Reason and the TDE, what is that, label head? Yeah, that was hard to watch. And Another bad fucking turn of event in music news. Rest in peace, DJ Casper. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Man, that dude is dope. I used to do that song every other show. You crazy? The cha-cha slide was a cheat code. The fuck it was. But that's not all. We'll drive into the drama surrounding Fousey. Now, listen. This Fousey shit, I caught some of this shit live, and I felt kind of gross watching it. So I wasn't sure if it was real or not. I thought it was a joke. But then I found out that this is real. Fousey is streaming live. Like, that's not... These aren't people that are working with him. These are real strangers he's fucking with. That motherfucker's a maniac. It's just... You see what he's doing? I'm at the yard. It's cloudy out. You see what he's doing, and you go, these people got to know that this is like a joke, and then it's not. And I don't know what's more fucked up, him or the people around him at this point. God damn, his light is bright as shit today. But yeah, that shit was really fucking me up, because watching it for about 15 minutes, I thought everybody around him was, like, joking. There's no way that many people were, like, that willing around this dude. I don't know. It was just odd. As well as the cancellation of Made in America tour. Yeah. That went to shit really fast. This Lizzo thing has gotten a little bit deeper. And we'll give a round of applause to old Dave Portnoy for buying back Barstool. What an amazing feat. We'll definitely get into that. In the midst of all the chaos, we'll give you an update on the Maui fires. And we will unravel the wild ride that Academics has taken us on as he's exposing Erykah Badu and now Complex. And before we wrap things up, we give you the scoop on Offset's decision to drop his QC lawsuit. So sit back, relax, and get ready to enjoy a musical roller coaster on the Kasabian Lavo show. So, to be honest, it's not really a musical roller coaster. It's not a roller coaster at all. Logan Paul and Jake Paul need to stop talking all the time. It just doesn't look good. And Logan Paul is delusional. At this point, I think Logan Paul got CTE. He can't be fucking serious. Logan Paul said he thinks he's better than Jake. Logan Paul hasn't won any of his fights. Don't come fucking with me. I'll hit you with a stick. I'm going to let you know right now. I ain't the one to call out for no celebrity boxing. Ain't no bag enough for me. I feel threatened by your tall ass. I will fuck them calves up, homeboy. You won't be playing with me. Leave me alone. I'm just saying, you ain't never won one of your professional fights. Don't talk about me. And if you want to be a fighter, you got to take the ridicule. Your fucking stance is shit. You box like shit. You do this weird little shit that don't do nothing in a fight. And your cardio is mids. And it's obvious both of you motherfuckers are juicing. But, hey, that's not for me to say. I'm just saying what I observe. Jake and... Listen. Jake's a fighter. Professional or not. Jake's a fighter with a decent record now. He hasn't fought real fighters, but he's decent at what he does, and we got to give him that. He puts in the work. Logan has tried, but Logan hasn't won shit, so we can't even say they're in the same fucking conversation. So for Logan to sit there and make it seem as if him and Jake are a part of the same ilk in the fighting game is kind of funny, because they came in neck and neck. But let's be honest, Logan is the undercard. At the next pay-per-view. He's not the headliner. We ain't co-headlining boxing matches, homeboy. This is a one-time deal. You're an undercard. Jake is not going to be an undercard. There's never not going to be an undercard. Hold on. I'm getting to Melly Mel. Relax, bro. Relax. In the world of boxing or internet boxing, these guys are making a lane for themselves, in which I don't compare to real boxing, because... This, to me, is a different version of boxing. This is celebrity boxing done right, and it's working, and I like it, and I'm not calling it boxing. These guys are not boxers that started from the ground up boxing. To hear Jake Paul say that without boxing, he'd be in dead or in jail. You're a Disney child, dog. You made it off your YouTubes. Like, you did a really good job. You guys made a whole lot of money. Embrace it. Enjoy it. We've seen you grow up. Don't start that shit now, because you hung out with a couple of people that might have made some bad decisions. Doesn't mean you were going to make those same decisions. Trust me, you had a lot of money for a long... You've had enough money for other people to care about for a long time. That's how much money y'all have had. So I can tell you that I don't put that past y'all. Y'all are very wealthy and intelligent enough to make that much money. But that doesn't mean you're intelligent overall. So I never give that to people just because they can make money. But Jake's a decent fighter, and he's been able to develop a name for himself. Logan hasn't. He's doing really good in WWE, I've heard. Stay over there, dog. That shit was crazy. Now, let's get into the beef that's a brewing in hip hop. Melly Mel and Eminem. I don't know why Eminem chose the new rapper that he signed from Vegas to use as a conduit to talk shit to everybody that said anything about him for the past like 3 years. It was a really weird moment. It's kind of fucked up because it looks like he's going to shelf this kid and he just used this song to just start shit. First off, if I was a new signee and Eminem came on my song and his first bar was, they're making fun of me because I'm white. I would have said, stop it. Get out. Rewrite all this. I don't want to hear because you're white and top 10 and rap god. Shut the fuck up, bro. Let's talk about something else already. But no, that whole verse that M did was taking shots back at everybody. And Melly Mel responded by putting out a rap jingle or whatever the fuck Melly Mel did. His shit was horrible. Melly Mel was like, my name is Melly Mel. Fuck Eminem. Little white boy, you better not say my name again. That shit was ass. Melly Mel should never do that shit again. Just let it go, dog. Like, that shit wasn't good. It wasn't even anything. It's just, I love what you did for hip-hop, but why are you fucking with Eminem? Like, leave him alone. Nobody wanted to see this beef. This is just as bad as the Montgomery brawl. Eminem is not doing anything that's necessarily relevant in hip-hop in that fashion. Like, M is a legacy artist, so when he does things, we listen, but the eagerness of, like, that excitement is not there anymore. Kamikaze was, like, the last thing that M did that had me excited. This shit he did with that little boy was embarrassing because the beginning of this little boy's career is now going to be based upon Eminem dissing a bunch of people that had nothing to do with him and his first song with fucking Eminem. I would be mad if I was that little boy. I'd be like, yo, what the fuck did you do? Why would you give me this and then put all this shit on me? Like, Melly Mel needs to shut up because all that hibbity hop shit that he did ain't going to help. But I think M made a really bad move and this kid's going to need a lot of money for PR. And good luck if you think Dr. Dre and Eminem are going to just like make beats that are relevant and do shit like that. I don't know what they're going to do with this kid. I don't know. I don't know what kind of magic is going to happen there. I don't know. I'm not confident in Dre and Eminem putting out popular music today. Pop music. Like, that's what you need with a new artist. You're not going to put out a lyrical miracle artist today. Sorry. Nobody's going to listen to that shit. It's going to be way too hard. And don't come telling me that there's mad lyrical miracle rappers out there right now because there's not. Yeah, it's not a fucking thing. So if you were watching Figmunity, or was it Back on Fig or Figmunity? If you were watching Fig, one of them Fig shows, then West Coast homies was really getting flagrant out there. And one of the big homies from TDE, one of the bosses from TDE, called in to speak to his artist, Reason. Reason has recently been on a podcast tour where he's been expressing his disgruntlement and his... He sounds like he's just fed up and doesn't want to be at the label. That's true. He sounds like he hates how the label operates, but it also sounds like he doesn't understand whose money he's dealing with. And I think that becomes a problem. And as an artist, maybe if you don't make the hits, you shouldn't talk that way. Like, there's a certain way you get to talk as an artist to the label. And here's a real problem. This is just outside looking in, right? Like, if I would have took a deal with Young Money, no matter what, forever and ever and ever, I have to compare myself to Drake. Anybody and everybody, because y'all were label mates, right? So the label knows what's gonna make XYZ money, right? For example, and okay, let's not even say Drake. We can say Tyga, right? Young Money had Drake and Tyga. So they know they're two different artists in the same music category, but two different genres. They were able to market both of them and make them both megastars. TDE's done the same shit. So you can't say it's the label not knowing what they're doing. You can be upset. You can say that you can't release the music you want to release, but if the label feels like that's not going to be the way to go because it hasn't worked or it's not working for them, you kind of got to take that. And as an artist, unless you're fully funding that shit, you can't say nothing. What don't they get now? The way they approached that shit and the way he abused him over the fucking phone like that or over the video. I laughed. That was fucked up. He abused him. Name 10 songs. I did that shit to my mama. Name one of my fucking songs. Because I'm your son. You should know one. But to ask a room, name, I don't even know 10 of my fucking songs. I wouldn't expect nobody I know to know 10 of my songs. That's crazy. But to do that shit to an artist that you're promoting, that shit hurt, man. Go check out Reason's album. I really hope that shit was a rollout. But Reason looks, he looks sick. I'm sick for him. That shit hurt my fucking feelings. And again, rest in peace to DJ Casper. That's the, hold up. Nope, I'm good. I'm not gonna sneeze. No. Okay. Whew. I'm good. Rest in peace, DJ Casper. Again, that was the cha-cha slide. Slide to the left. Burr. Slide to the right. Burr. Crisscross. Burr. Great song. Great artist. Great person. I don't know if he was a great person. You just always want to say that when people pass away when they're young, but great person. Oh, speaking of people that passed away, rest in peace to Lil Tay and her brother. I don't know much about this little person. I never really spoke on her. It was weird what they did. Clout chasing shit with their parents and brother using the sister to do weird ass shit with nice cars and money. And I don't know. Rest in peace to Lil Tay and her brother. Apparently their father was abusive to them too. And the father may be the reason why they are not here anymore. I don't know. But I hope they're okay. And that's terrible if the father did have something to do with that. That's crazy. And Fousey streaming live is probably one of the most oddest things that I've seen because it feels like the Truman Show. He runs into a guy that he said he recognized from the night before, but he didn't know him by name. And then the guy says, cancel your Uber and I'll give you a ride to Best Buy and to the airport or to your hotel or some shit. Then Fousey says, I don't know how to cancel my Uber. Can you cancel it for me? And then as the guy's like playing with Fousey's phone, he's shaking. And Fousey snatches his phone from him and runs off. He's like, I got to catch my Uber. He runs and catches his Uber. He gets in the car. He humbly laws and he takes off with the guy. I just don't know if it was real or not. Like, I thought it was fake. It looked fake. And then I guess it's real. Kissed some lady. He fornicated with her in the restroom. At the airport, he said it was the Mahai Club. Literally, you know, that's the Nasty Cochino Club in the bathroom at the airport. It's got to be crazy. But, I mean, I get it, I guess. I mean, live your best life. I heard he's dead ass broke, too, which is another fucked up thing. Because, like, all these YouTubers and shit that had money, y'all did worse than rappers did. Shit, at least I got my house. Fuck. I'm all right. Like, even on my worst days, shit. These guys are like, I'm down to my last. It's like, dude, get a job. Sell something that people give a fuck about. Y'all just make a bunch of money and burn it up. This shit's crazy. As the Lizzo fucking escapades continue, you know, deeper as we go, more people are joining this lawsuit. Artists with body positivity messaging, whatever the fuck that means, are coming out saying that Lizzo stole their design. Lizzo does this thing on stage where she dresses up like an IMAX screen and they project all these images on her. Well, apparently this artist did this thing where they call it the stained glass effect, where she was wearing a bodysuit. It was very tastefully done in this beautiful little video. And I say beautiful little video because it was such a simple but deep video. And I don't want to even get into the art. So the artist is I hope she sues for all the shit. But this artist submitted two videos with songs of hers to Lizzo's team to be on that TV show that Lizzo had. And then Lizzo stole all her ideas. And it's fucked up. Like, my problem is, like, I don't know why y'all don't see when the machine is doing what the machine is doing. Nobody goes from doing 100,000 seats. Nobody does 60,000 seats 1 week and can't sell 30 tickets the next week, y'all. It's not real. The machine is doing that shit. There's no way 60,000 fucking people 1 week are there and the next week you can't get fucking four together around a pile of shit. You crazy. It's the machine. I know that like the baby was doing of 70, 80,000 people crowds. Yeah, because the machine was turning the key. Once the machine stopped, you couldn't even get a fucking 30 people show. That's real. This Lizzo shit, it's the same thing. Oh, Lizzo's a superstar. No, she's not. Lizzo is a product of the machine. The machine turned the fuck off on Monday, and it's noticeable. Canceling tours. A Made in America tour? The tour that Jay-Z has with Budweiser in Philadelphia? Are you fucking kidding me? That's like a 3-day fucking event that makes a shit ton of money for not only Philly, for Rock Nation, Live Nation, all them people. They canceled that shit behind Lizzo. Body positivity. There's no fucking doctor in the world that says being morbidly obese is body positivity. I believe in being happy, but I don't believe in lying to people about their health and health issues. Now, what's wrong with Lizzo is that she's an asshole. I could have told you that, bro. People treated her bad for so fucking long that she don't know how to act when things are going right for her. There's no talent. The talent that's there is very little. She was force-fed in front of you. They gave these venues to them. That shit ain't real. That's why it goes away so fast. There's no way you can attract a million people in a week and that shit stops. That's bullshit. Donald Trump is still getting 40 to 50,000 people plus per rally. I thought he was canceled. You know why that shit don't stop? Because there's no key turning that. That shit is naturally driven. People are there for them. You wonder why people aren't canceling the old Legacy Act tours? Because they built a fan base. They stood on their music. They made great music. They didn't change shit for the times. They stuck to it. They laid low. They came back, and now they give us great music, and it feels good to watch them. Y'all don't put on good shows. There's a reason why y'all got to go back, cancel tours, and reset them and redo them, because you're not giving people their money's worth. You have this inflated version of yourself. You've really, really thought that you was something you wasn't, and y'all sales are fake. Y'all ticket sales are fake. All that shit is fake. It's all fake. Lizzo is not a superstar. That shit is the machine pumping whatever they pump into that motherfucker to make it go. And that's the truth. You're going to see this shit fall apart. Lawsuits are going to keep coming out, and this person's going to become uglier and uglier and uglier. Lizzo is not a superstar. Never was. And that's it. We don't got to keep talking about her. I wish her nothing but the best. Take your money while you still got it, and take your time while you still got it, and get your ass healthy, because 50, 60, and 70 overweight is not going to be easy. I promise you. Let's get into these stories, because we definitely got some stories. This is where you come for the news. Shh. Sizzling. All right, y'all. We got some stories. Nothing too crazy, but this is very interesting. Dave Portnoy has bought back Barstool. Stories out of Varsity. Dave Portnoy said he bought... God damn it, the tongue twister. Dave Portnoy said he bought back Barstool Sports, the brash sports and pop culture media company he founded, from Penn Entertainment for pennies on the dollar. No, literally. In fact, Portnoy said 100 pennies for Barstool Sports. That's after Penn Entertainment and Casino, an online gambling operator, paid a total of about $550 million to acquire 100% control of Barstool just a few months before. Wow. Just a few months. And they decided to cut ties. In fact, Portnoy paid pennies for Barstool Sports. That's after Penn. And that's just a repeat. Penn said in the filing that the deal with Portnoy for Barstool will result in a pre-tax non-cash loss of between $800 million and $850 million, inclusive of $750 million to $720 million in goodwill and intangible assets, write-offs, and relatable to deposits of the business to be acquired in the third quarter of 2023. From what I heard happened was that the Barstool brand caused a lot of issues for some of the private people within Penn and Penn Entertainment, or Penn Betting and the Penn Casino name. So when they were going to get all their gambling licenses and they were trying to expand their brand, they weren't able to due to Barstool and all the shit that was going on over there. So it sounds like a stick up. He really got it for a penny. They're taking this shit as a loss. Barstool is back. Dave, hire us, dog. Throw us a deal. Throw us some pennies, bro. You got that file? I don't know what you got. I'm not here to count your pockets, Mr. Portnoy. I just need a deal. I need something to support the fucking machine. But I'm proud of you, man. That shit was awesome. Shout out to Dave Portnoy. What a way to rob him back. This shit's amazing. My son was in Hawaii for a long time. I have 4 years. Not a long time. But he's been here in the States, stateside now for a little while. He's here in the Ninth Island, Las Vegas, brother. But Maui's on fire. And I thought it wasn't a big fire, but then pictures and more news kept coming out. Maui is completely in fire. Pray for the people there. Please be careful if you're there. If you can assist, assist. If not, just stay out the fucking way and stop posting. Stories out of CNN. At least 6 people have died as a result of the wildfires that are raging. Excuse me. I'm just going to start all over because I can't read. Can I do that? Thank you. 1, 2, 3. CNN. At least 6 people have died as a result of wildfires that are ravaging parts of Maui. The island's mayor. God damn it. It's just so many fucking big. It's like a bunch of little over. Let me explain why I can't read. Anyway, the mayor, Richard Bison Jr., said at Wednesday morning's news conference. First off, when they came out to even talk about this, it shit looks like a movie. Really does. And most of the wildfires like a movie. But how come we haven't seen pictures from Canada? He did not offer any further details about the deaths and said authorities are still conducting research and rescue search and research. Is that day to day? Authorities are still conducting search and rescue operations. So far, more than a dozen people had to be rescued from the ocean. Among them, 2 young children, Maui officers say. I saw pictures from people literally taking off in boats just trying to get the fuck away from the fires. And their boats were just getting tossed around. Like, that shit looked crazy. As a result of the fires, of 3 fires that have occurred, there are continuing here on the island, and we have had 13 evacuations from different neighborhoods and towns. Oof. And we've had over 16 road closures. We've opened over 5 shelters. Oh, boy, oh, boy. It just gets worse and worse as you read it. There's more than 2,000 people that are staying in shelters. 2,000 people staying in shelters. There's a fire going on. They're going to run out of... they're going to run out of supplies. I'm laughing because I'm reading academics, what he's saying about Eric about doing this crazy. The next story is about academics, and it's in Complex. And Complex is mad at Act. Complex is talking shit to Act, but this is in quotes. I never fuck with Eric about do after she came on my show and she was trying to be funny. Bitch, I don't fuck with you after that. What's up? What we finna do? You keep an old ass. Hold on. You an old ass hoe. Just keep getting fucked by all these young ass boys who's popping. Bitch came in here with all types of wands and shit trying to be nice to you, and I realized you was trying to play me like I'm some clown. Bitch, fuck you. How many rappers run through you? How many young rappers you chasing trying to fuck on them too? Needless to say, Academics is not having a good day. He's really mad that Erykah Badu called him Tom and Jerry, or Jerry from Tom and Jerry, not both of them. She just said he looked like Jerry. Because he looks like Jerry in the face. I don't know why Ack is so mad. And then somebody at Complex continues to talk shit about Ack. And they keep on shitting on him to the point where it looks like he's going to have to go up to Complex and really show him what time it is. Hey, I wish Ack all the best. But it was breaking at the beginning of the show because he was going crazy on Complex. That motherfucker even edited his post and went back talking shit. That's how mad he was. You see what I'm saying? It sounds like one of those paragliders over the house. I can hear him on one of them single plane Cessnas or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, y'all remember a couple months ago we said Offset was suing QC? Well, this story's out of Vibe. We finally got a resolution to that problem. Offset has dropped his lawsuit against former record label Quality Control Music, which he accused of attempting to retain his rights to his solo catalog. Offset wanted to go on his own. QC said that they owned the rights to his music because they were the reason why he was who he is. So he was suing them to get away. He said he paid them a buyout, and that buyout was supposed to allow him to retain his masters and move forward with a solo career. It never happened, so he was suing them to let them happen. According to TMZ, documents were obtained by the rapper Born. I'm not going to give his real name. His real name is Lawsuit. His real name is Offset. And he mentioned that he wanted to dismiss the lawsuit on Tuesday, which he initiated in 2022. However, he will not be returning to Quality Music and will not continue to release. And he will now continue to release his solo projects through Motown Records. Offset now brings this action to vindicate. I don't even like how they wrote that. Listen, I don't even care how this goes. The fact that Quality Music. They wanted to restructure the deal because they knew what was going to come next for Offset. It's not going to go down for Offset. And this was before the passing of Takeoff. So there was already issues there. The solo career situation was really a mess. And the lawsuit was just to get released. He paid him the money to be released. It just didn't go through properly. So I don't think there's any bad blood anymore. Money was paid. People were taken care of. Shit, QC got sold anyway to Scooter Braun in there for like $400 million. P&M are straight. Give Offset his money. Let him go and do his thing. Like, I think it's the craziest thing to hold back an artist, especially an artist that big. Like, you got to imagine your wife is Cardi B and you can't even go out and make music because the label is holding you back. That's fucking crazy. I'm glad they're going to let him go do his thing. I'm glad he got the deal with Motown. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some type of 10%, 20% or whatever the fuck they get for a little while. Because hell yeah, they helped him fucking boost their career through the roof. That's not for fake. But this was done right. No bullshitting, no fighting, no arguing. Let the courts handle it. And you know what? That's it. That's the show. My name is Sabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe, stay dangerous. Lavo loves you.
Dom DeMarco.
A
bottle Diddy, who's coming with me? I'm trying to blow it all, make it right back, and I ain't sweating.